He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Lord, we say yes to you. We say yes to your ways. Yes to your will. When my mind don't want to, say yes. I bring everything into subjection, into alignment.
Now will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. Will your spirit still say yes?
That's the question this morning. When you answer that question, then you experience miracle. It's about knowing, it's about getting to that level. Move from the flesh level, that's the soulish, the mind level, and gets on to the level where God is, the Spirit. And then you see miracle. I just thank God for us here this morning, and that we make a special effort to be in His house this morning. And I'm excited for this word today. And I will encourage you to take good notes today and to become a doer of the word. Say it with me now. I am not
a hearer
only, but I'm a doer of what I hear. In Jesus' name. Amen. So that's a confession that we make this morning, that we will not just become hearers and we leave church saying, that was a good word. But we go a little bit further and says, that was a good word this morning for my life. And I will become now a doer of that word that I've heard. That's the decision that I'd love for you to make. I'm fired up in the spirit to teach this word this morning. And we are on the subject, life in the spirit. And the subtopic is the condition of the human spirit after the fall. So we're going to study the condition of the human spirit after the fall. We know what it was before the fall. We know what it was. We know the condition that it was into before the fall. Because the Bible tells us that Adam and Eve have communication with God daily. So we know the condition that it was. That there was total fellowship and alignment with God. The spirit of man is not the spirit of God. So we want to make the distinction. All human being has a spirit. Because Job tells us that the Almighty God put a spirit in us. Okay? And that is called the human spirit. Or in other words, the spirit of man. So we all have a spirit, human spirit. All of us. You don't have to come to church to get it. We have it. It plays in us. The human spirit. So we need to have that total understanding. So recapping so that we can move forward is that man is physical, you and I, right? We won't dispute that. And that physical me and you, in another term, is called what? Natural. So we are a natural man. So let's look at man. Part one, he's natural. Why is he natural? Because he has a body. He has a body. So you and I have a body. Now, that body has a mind. So the natural man has a mind. His body and my body is controlled by my mind. Let me say that so we need to get this. My body, my flesh, is controlled by my mind this morning, right? My mind tells me every day what to do. Thoughts comes to my mind. And I operate with those thoughts. My mind can be trained to do things. And so we are trained to live and operate in such a way. The man, the natural man, has a soul, a mind, body. Then in that natural man is also that spirit man. And that spirit man connects not to the body, doesn't. It doesn't connect to the mind. It connects to the spirit. So I want you to see that. It connects to the spirit. The spirit that God placed in us. So the communication that God has with Adam and Eve was from the spirit. They connect. God is a what? A spirit. And you can't connect with him unless you connect to him by the spirit, right? Are you with me this morning? We got to get this thing. Because we don't just go to church or go to church. You go to church to learn, right? So we can do it. So we connect by the spirit that is in us with God. So now that we connect to that spirit, our mind and our body is subjected to that. Right there. Spirit of God and the spirit of man. When they connect, now my mind is subjected. My flesh is subjected to that. They don't rule that. It takes supreme power and control. Okay. So I want you to see that. So that was where Adam and Eve was. And so that was the great fellowship and the union that they have. And then we read this disturbing verse in Genesis chapter 2. And verse 16 through 17, we read this disturbing verse of scripture. Let's read it. And the Lord God commanded men, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. No problem with that, right? But of the tree of knowledge, and hear this word, and you must center these two words. It says, every tree of the garden you must what? Freely eat, right? But there is a particular tree. But the tree specifically of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For the day, let's read it, you eat of it, you shall surely die. Very disturbing verse. It said, look, you got freedom here, but you also have restriction here. Where there's freedom, there's also restriction. Remember that. Where there's freedom, there's also restriction. So he says to Adam, this tree has knowledge, it has good, and if you cut the last part out, evil. If that didn't exist in that tree, it would be okay. Notice, he said, this tree, it has knowledge. Knowledge is what? Good. Knowledge is good. It has everything good, but it also has everything evil. I want you to stare at me. Don't go to sleep now. It has everything good, but it also has everything evil. So he said, don't eat from it, because the day you do it, it's going to create a huge problem in the human world. The day you eat of it, you shall what? Surely die. Let's think about this word. Surely die. Surely die. Surely die. Now, we know Adam and Eve eat of it, right? But we also know that they didn't just die. So we have to understand what the meaning of that word. The word surely die in the Hebrew word is a plural word. It's a plural word. And we know in the English language, anything plural is what? More than one. It wasn't singular death. It was a plural word. So it says, the day that you eat of it, dying you shall die. Dying you shall die. So let's look at what he was trying to tell him. Now, as I was studying this, the way I can understand it in my finite mind, what he mean was my iPad or your cell phone. It has life when it is what? Charged. It has life. The spirit of man has life. Because we studied that, right? In Job, the breath of God gave him life. So my iPad this morning is life because it's charged. But all along, that life is going to last. It has life. As long as I keep my iPad away from the source where it gets its life from, what's going to happen to it? It's going to die. So in dying, you will die. So when man eat the food, he didn't just die right away. He was still alive, still living, right? So there is also that word mean separated. Because I charge this thing, because I need it. Last night, I keep it charged, right? But now I separate it. I pull it away from the source, the life source for this, and have it now with me. So I still have life, I still can use. The day that you eat of this tree, you will have what? Good and evil. Died, you will die. We know that's for fact, that all of us has physical life. But that physical life is going to come to an end. We know that. We also have spiritual life. And that spiritual life is either going to live on forever or it's going to die. I need you to see that. I need you to see that.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.